I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey friends, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today I want to dive in a little bit to what is coaching and training and teaching others versus wearing the hat of the fixer. And if you could see me right now, I'm doing air quotes, the fixer. And I am a person who wears many hats. So not only do I do podcasting and a mom and social media and websites and writing and all of these other pieces, but I also have a job as a continuous improvement coach. And that is where I get the opportunity to help train and equip others on how to improve processes, improve relationships, improve connections, improve workflows, come up with standard work, and look at a process and see how we can fix it and correct it or fix a broken process and bring more efficiency, bring more positive outcomes, all of those pieces that come with wearing my continuous improvement hat. And it's funny because as I came into this role of being in the continuous improvement team, I have probably throughout my whole life been a process improver, a continuous improver, whether it's from my own personal growth, how to learn how to do fitness better, how to eat better, how to organize better, how to just become a better human being in general. I have always craved those things. And just to be the best of who I am and bringing the best of who I am to every situation in my life. And during those discovery moments throughout my life, it has been hard at times and challenging at times and a real struggle, but the end result has pushed me into discovering and learning more about myself, bringing healthy change, and just really moving forward towards the things that I strive for in my life. And being in this role of a continuous improvement person, wearing one of these hats, but yet really it's a hat that I wear in every aspect of my life, because my husband will tell you that even when I drive, I am looking for the quickest route and the quickest path to get to my destination. And even if one route says it's 10 miles, but another route is 12 miles, but on that 12-mile route, I can actually go 70 miles an hour, I'm probably still going to get there faster, even though it's a couple miles longer. Let me tell you, friends, I have done these calculations and tests on the road. I know the fastest way. And I am not one who wants to go and take the longest path or the shortest path or whatever it is because it's more scenic. Heck no, I am not about the scenery. Get me from point A to point B as fast as I can, most efficiently, so I can conserve my time. Well, anyways, I digress. That is not my point today. But I want to talk about one of the areas that in my personal growth process, in my continuous improvement coaching, in my life in general, one of the areas that has sometimes been one of my greatest weaknesses is falling prey to being the fixer. And when I say the fixer, I mean somebody who sees a problem, somebody who has other people share some of their life struggles, shares some of their hurts, shares their pain, shares where there's brokenness in their personal life or in their day-to-day routine, and there's issues or anything like that, that my mind naturally goes to, how can I fix it? I have a solution. I have an idea. Let's figure it out together, or maybe not even together, but here's what I think you should do and run with it. Do it because it's going to fix your problem. And in that moment, I have had to learn to pause my brain from thinking and spinning out of control, because what I've discovered is not everybody wants the solution. Not everybody wants your perfect answer or your idea. Not everybody wants you to come in and tell them what they should be doing. And I've had to learn to keep that fixer part of me, I should say, in check, because I've had to learn to pause and listen. Listen with the intent to understand. Listen with the intent to show empathy. Listen with the intent to have compassion for where that person is coming from, what they're going through, what their struggles are, whether in work, their personal life, their marriage, their children. And sometimes that's a real battle and a real internal struggle, especially when you have a tendency to be the fixer. And as a coach in my role, that is a really big challenge. And this week I had an opportunity to work with a very large group of people that are in the process of revisiting and trying to come up with a more efficient process within their teams. And so part of that, gathering this group together, was helping them discover and celebrate what's really going well. What are those wins? What are the successes that we want to call out? Let's take a moment of gratitude and be grateful for what is working. Then, after we gave time for that, we moved into this time of, okay, so where are the gaps? Where are these barriers? Where is the brokenness? Where are there opportunities to be even better? And where can we fix? Ha ha! And as I was listening to these groups, and the part of your role as a coach is not to come up with the solutions for them. We might see the whole picture and have all of the answers. But our goal as a coach is to not give them all those answers. Our goal as a coach is to empower the people doing the work, empower the people in the midst of struggle, empower the people in the pain, in the brokenness, to come up with their own solutions, to come up with their own ideas, to be creative and think outside the box. So as I'm working with this group of people, I'm listening to some of the barriers that are coming up, and my mind is just going, and I'm keeping my mouth shut because I want to see, are they going to come up with the ideas that I'm even thinking of? And I was so proud of myself because I did. I was observing and watching, and I grabbed a piece of paper and a pen and I wrote my note as an idea and a solution to some of the problems that I was hearing being discussed in the room, but I did not say a thing. I came back as I was going throughout the room and these teams as they're trying to problem solve and come up with ideas and opportunities that need to be fixed. I came back to that team a few minutes later. And this team, I was like a proud mama, had come to an idea and a solution to a broken process. And it was the exact thing I had written on my piece of paper. And I was like, yes, this is so exciting because this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where empowerment happens. This is where, as people come up with ideas and solutions to their own problems and struggles, they are empowered. And you can feel the energy that comes into the room, and you can feel the energy that begins to be created as the teams and the people begin to come up with the solutions to their own problem. I think it's amazing to be able, as a coach, as a parent, as a friend to people in our relationships, to be able to massage those conversations, so to speak, to be able to direct or steer or ask really good questions so that people come to the solutions and the conclusions that they need to in their lives, that they become their power, the power of change in their life, in their teams. And I just think that's so amazing and so powerful. And for me, it's learning to keep my mouth shut and not offer all the answers. Because even in that process, as you listen to understand, as you seek to see what the struggle is, it has been so amazing to me to find that people come up with some amazing ideas. They generate and create some amazing solutions that are even broader and bigger and more far-reaching and more impactful than even I could come up with, because we allow them to come to their own conclusions and solutions. The greatest power, I think, that we as coaches, or if this is a personality trait of yours, where you want to be the fixer, I think if we could pause and realize that when we allow people to come up with their own solutions to their struggle, they become empowered. We are creating powerful people that think outside the box, that run in innovation, that when they see that they have the power within them to come up with the solution, they're looking for greater ways to improve. They're looking for the next problem to solve. They're looking for, how do I even think differently and come at this in a different way to bring a solution? It builds confidence in teams. It builds confidence even in, I think about it, my children. I know that as a parent even, that sometimes our children come to us with struggles that they're having in relationships, struggles that they're dealing with at school, struggles that they're dealing with their friends, or just other situations in their life. And as a parent, I naturally want to bring a solution and to fix it. But I have learned and am still learning. I haven't gotten this down quite yet, but I'm still learning as a parent, even in this process, that I've got to be able to listen and hear their heart and ask really good questions so that they are coming up with the ideas and the solutions to their own problem. Yes, as a parent, there are times that we need to step in and we need to be proactive and our child's advocate in a situation. But I'm talking about the day-to-day problems and struggles that sometimes our kids walk through, where they need to be empowered to come up with the solution themselves. Because we're grooming them for adulthood. We're grooming them to be strong, solid adults that can problem solve in their day-to-day life. Because if I'm always fixing the problem for my children, if I'm always fixing the problem for the teams that I'm working with, if I'm always the answer, I am not empowering them to be the solution to their struggle. I am not empowering them to be creative. I am creating a codependent team, a codependent child that doesn't know how to think for themselves. I don't want a codependent child. I don't want an adult child in their 20s. I don't want my children to come back into their 20s who aren't strong enough to make their own decisions and problem solve on their own. I don't want my child calling me up all the time for every decision and every struggle that they face, because they haven't learned how to walk through it and problem solve it and come to solutions in the struggle themselves. Yes, I will be their mom. Yes, I will have compassion and empathy and be an ear to listen and definitely offer ideas and solutions if they ask me. But if we are always wearing the hat of the fixer in our workplace, in the teams that we're coaching, in the people that we're working with, in our classrooms, in our whatever hat that is, we are creating these teams that no longer are empowered. They don't have the confidence to figure it out as a group themselves or as a child themselves. As much as I love coming up with ideas and generating ideas and coming up with solutions in teams and with my kids, it's just as powerful to help them and steer them and guide them and give them the tools and the resources to be able to come up with their own solutions. Because at the end of the day, we want powerful teams. At the end of the day, we want powerful children. At the end of the day, we want strong, healthy relationships in our workforce and in our homes and in our families. At the end of the day, we want confident people who know how to walk through a struggle and push in and lean into the solution and lean into, how do we fix this? And lean into, how do we correct this? And lean into, how do we continually improve in our personal life and in our jobs? We get to, as coaches, as parents, we get to groom our teams and empower our teams and guide our teams and our children into healthy thinking and into healthy problem solving. Can you imagine if every company operated this way? If every parent and child relationship operated this way, we would have powerful, innovative, breakthrough idea companies. We would have powerful, confident children who know how to begin to even dive into their own personal development, dive into how do I problem solve? How do I lean into the struggle so that I can walk through the pain, I can walk through the brokenness? And friends, there are so many levels to this, because this can be emotional, personal, spiritual. How do we do our daily work? This concept and this thought can relay and kind of infiltrate so many different areas. But for the sake of this conversation today, we would have such powerful children, and I want to have powerful children. I want to be a coach to powerful teams who know how to be on the cutting edge of innovation and breakthrough, because we've coached them how to lean into the struggle to find the solution. Man, maybe it's working yourself out of a job. I don't know. Maybe it is that's working yourself out of a parenthood. You know what I mean? But it kind of is, because we're allowing our children to become those successful adult humans that we want them to become, right? Healthy relationships, healthy thinkers, healthy people who will lean in and find the solution. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think it's so cool to be able to coach people, coach teams, coach our families, coach our children in this process. Okay, so I am the fixer. That's my natural tendency, but I am finding the power in coaching, the power and strength in raising up teams and people and children that are successful. In lieu of that, I want to share this quote from Gregory Scott Reed. He says, "The greatest success we'll know is helping others succeed and grow." Let me read that again. The greatest success we'll know is helping others succeed and grow. And isn't that what it's all about? We're wanting to raise successful and healthy children that grow and are just amazing and powerful in their lives, in our workforce, in our teams, as we coach, and we are wanting to raise others and help others succeed and grow. Right? At the end of the day, their success, them coming up with the idea and solution, is my success. My children being successful and growing is my success as a parent, because we've learned to empower them and coach them and direct them and guide them to solutions and ideas. Man, how amazing is that? How fulfilling is that to walk in that place of helping others succeed and grow? Today, my friends, if I could challenge you, if you often fall into that place of a fixer, maybe it's time to practice your active listening skills. Maybe it's time to ask better questions. Maybe it's time just to stand on the sidelines for a little bit and see if they come up with their solutions. Maybe it's an opportunity to bring a little bit of guidance or massage the conversation. Maybe it's a time to provide those resources that can lead your teams, that can lead your children to the right solution. But today, we get the opportunity to coach. We get the opportunity to bring people together, bring our families together, bring our children together, and teach them and empower them to succeed in the midst of struggle. So today, my friends, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. And until next time, have an absolutely wonderful day. Hi, friends. If you like what you heard today,
you can subscribe to my Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And please leave a review. I would love to hear from you. Also, you can find out more about me by visiting my website at bethanyconway.com or check out and like my Facebook page.